Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Yak
yak
svanubhavam
svanubhavam
akila
akila
shruti
shruti
saram
saram
ekam
ekam
adhyatma
adhyatma
deepam
deepam
atititirshatam
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 tamondham
tamondham
sangsarinam
sangsarinam
karunaya
karunaya
aho
aho
purana
purana
guhyam
guhyam
tam
tam
vyasa
vyasa
sunam
sunam
upayami
upayami
gurum
gurum
munina
munina
yakshanubhavam akila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atititirshitam tamundham.
That they will not be able to follow.
I'm just going, doing it myself.
Oh, all right.
I'm just chanting three times.
All right.
Yakshanubhavam akila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam.
Let them give chance to.
We don't have those.
Yakshanubhavam. Like
Yakshanubhavam.
Yakshanubhavam.
Akila shruti saram.
Akila shruti saram.
Ekam.
Ekam.
Adhyatma deepam.
Adhyatma deepam.
Atiti tirshatam.
Atiti tirshatam.
Tamondham.
Tamondham.
Sangsarinam.
Sangsarinam.
Karunayah.
Karunayah.
Purana guhyam.
Purana guhyam.
Tam vyasa sunam.
Tam vyasa sunam.
Upayami gurum muninam.
Upayami gurum muninam.
Yakshanubhavam.
Yakshanubhavam.
Akila shruti saram.
Akila shruti saram.
Ekam.
Ekam.
Adhyatma deepam.
Adhyatma deepam.
Atiti tirshatam.
Atiti tirshatam.
Tamundham.
Tamundham.
Sangsarinam.
Sangsarinam.
Karunayah.
Karunayah.
Purana guhyam.
Purana guhyam.
Tam vyasa sunam.
Tam vyasa sunam.
Upayami.
Upayami.
Gurum munina.
Gurum munina.
Yah.
Yah.
He who.
He who.
Svanubhavam.
Svanubhavam.
Self-assimilated.
Self-assimilated.
Experienced.
Experience.
Akila.
Akila. Akila.
All around.
All around.
Shruti.
Shruti.
Vedas.
Vedas.
Saram.
Saram.
Cream.
Cream.
Ekam.
Ekam.
The only one.
The only one.
Adhyatma.
Adhyatma.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Deepam.
Deepam.
Torchlight.
Torchlight.
Atiti tirshatam.
Atiti tirshatam.
Desiring to overcome.
Desiring to overcome.
Tamak andam.
Tamak andam.
Completely dark material existence.
Completely dark material existence.
Sangsarinam.
Sangsarinam.
Of materialistic men.
Of materialistic men.
Karunaya.
Karunaya.
Out of causeless mercy.
Out of causeless mercy.
Aho.
Aho.
Said.
Said.
Purana.
Purana.
Supplementary to the Vedas.
Supplementary to the Vedas.
Guhyam.
Guhyam.
Very confidential.
Very confidential.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Vyasasunam.
Vyasasunam.
The son of Vyasadeva.
The son of Vyasadeva.
Upayami.
Upayami.
Let me offer my obeisances.
Let me offer my obeisances.
Gurum.
Gurum.
Spiritual master.
Spiritual master.
Muninam.
Muninam.
Of the great sages.
Of the great.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who, out of his causeless compassion for those gross materialists who struggled to cross over the darkest region of material existence, spoke this Purana, supplement to the Vedas, the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
Yasanubhavam akhilasutisharamekam adhyata dhimam adhititir sadangatamondam samsharinam karunayah puranagayam tangabhasasunam apajami urammanina. So, Sūta Goswami is offering respect to the spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami. When we offer respect to the spiritual master or any man, we glorify his transcendental quality. That is glorification. Just like we offer respect to Krishna, we glorify. So, this is very important process to glorify the spiritual master by his activities, what he is actually doing. That is glorification. So what Sukadeva Goswami did, Sanubhava, he first of all heard from his father, Vyasadeva, Bhagavatam, and realized it. He's not a professor and Bhagavata reciter. Just like in India now, there are a class of men, especially in Vrindavan, the Gosai. They make a business. Therefore, there are many, many very artistic Bhagavata reciters. But they could not turn even one man to Krishna consciousness. Because they are not self-realized, sanubhava. And of course, we have tried our best. So in few years, there are so many Krishna conscious persons. No, this is the secret. Unless one is sanubhava, self-realized, life is bhagavad, he cannot preach bhagavad. That will not be effective. The gramophone will not help. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, Sarup Damodar, recommended bhagavata parogya bhagavata sthana. That if you want to read Srimad Bhagavatam, you must approach a person who is live, living Bhagavata. Bhagavata parogya, Bhagavata sthana. Otherwise, there is no question of Bhagavata realization. So, Sukadeva Goswami learned from his father Vyasadeva Mahabhagavata, and he realized it. Sanubhavam. What is this book? Akhila Sutisaro Mekam. Akhila means all, universal. There are many scriptures, many religious scriptures, especially the Vedas. Shruti means Veda. Shruti is learned by hearing, not by reading. You can understand Vedic principle even though you are illiterate, provided you hear them, oral reception. God has given you the ear. And if you try to hear submissively, to receive something, then it will be fruitful. Śrutikataṁ tunuvāṁ gyāni prayāsaṁ. This is the Brahmā's realization when he met Krishna. So he said this verse, gyāni prayāsaṁ udapāsa namanta eva sarva-kharitāṁ bhavadīya-vārtāṁ. people who are endeavoring to understand the absolute truth by the dint of his puffed-up knowledge, they will never be able. They will never be able. Jnane prayasam. One has to give up this illegitimate attempt to understand the absolute truth by his personal knowledge. That is not Krishna is not so cheap thing that by exercising your brain you can manufacture a way to understand Krishna. Krishna says, Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabhidaha. I am not exposed to everyone. I am covered by yoga maya. People will not be able to understand me. And so many jnanis, yogis, karmis, they cannot understand. No. Then Krishna says, bhaktyabhava vijanati javan jaschamita. Only through devotional service. Devotional service means submission. Surrender. First of all, surrender. Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam saranam. You cannot understand me by your so-called karma, jnana, yoga, dhyana. No, it is not possible. Bhaktyama vijnana. Bhakta means to surrender. So, here it is Shruti Sāraṁ ekam. And this Bhagavata is the Shruti Sāraṁ. Just like cream. You churn the milk, 2 months of milk, you get, say, 5 kg of butter. The sāraṁ, essence. If you simply try to see where is the essence, you have to churn it. Then the milk there is, you can be, you may possess lots of milk. But from the milk you have to take the cream. That is intelligence. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of Vedic knowledge. That would be said that Nigama kalpataru galitam phalamidam. Nigama. Nigama means Vedas. And kalpataru. Vedas is just like desert tree. Desert tree means whatever you want, you can have it from Vedic knowledge. Just like in India. Ayurveda. Ayurveda means this is material thing, but still it is in the Vedas. Dhanurveda, military science. There are so many Veda. Veda means knowledge. So, the Vedic knowledge is so perfect that anything you want, material or spiritual, you'll get the knowledge perfect. That is Veda. Veda is not ordinary thing. And it is learned by hearing. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet srotriyam brahmanishtam. Vedic knowledge, formerly there was no need of books. Nowadays, at the present moment, our memory is not so sharp due to Kali Yuga. Therefore, Vyasadeva wrote in books, in words, because he foresaw that people in this age, they will be dull-headed, rascals. Therefore, if they get this knowledge recorded in writing, they may be able to derive some benefit. Otherwise, formerly, Vedic knowledge was never book reading. No. Shruti. Shruti means hearing. This disciple is so powerful that once he hears from the spiritual master, his memory is recorded immediately. This memory, therefore brahmachari, recall. If you remain brahmachari, then your brain will be so nice that as soon as you hear something, it will be memorized. This is the benefit of brahmachari. And if the students are allowed to be sexually, indulgent, then where is the brain? This is very scientific to remain brahmachari. To understand from the guru by simply by hearing. Once hearing. There was a case, of course, that one Englishman chastised another Indian by calling him so many ill names, damn rascal, fool, like that. So he complained in the court that this man has insulted me. So where is the witness? So the witness, the complainant said, there was a Brahmin who was witness. He was taking bath in the Ganges. So he was summoned. The Brahmin was so sharp in memory, he exactly said, just like gramophone record, tape record, whatever he said. He said, I do not know what is the meaning of this, but these words were said. So people were so sharp in memory. That is Brahmin. Once he heard from the spiritual master, spiritual master is Kshatriya. He has also nicely heard from the spiritual master. Therefore, Vedic knowledge, factually, it is received simply by hearing. There is no necessity of becoming literate. Illiterate, it doesn't matter. Because it is, after all, received through the oral reception. That which is called Shruti. And Shruti Saharam may come. And all the Vedic literature, Srimadam Bhagavatam, is the essence. Sri Vyasadeva first of all described the Vedas in four Vedas and describes further in Upanishad, further in Puranas. The Puranas, some of the rascals say the Puranas are not written by Vyasadeva. They are rascals. Puranas are also explained further, supplemented. Purana means which completes. Another Purana means the very old, historical. So Puranas, they are mentioned, the Vedic instruction through the history. Just like Vedic instruction, Mahabharata is history. But the whole Vedic literature is there. Ideal king, how kingdom, politics, practically it is politics, but it is based on Vedic literature. And the Bhagavad Gita is introduced in the Mahabharata. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Shruti Saharam Ekam. This is the only one. You cannot present another. Ekam. If God is one, similarly, to understand Him, there is only one literature, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shruti Saharam Ekam. Sutisar Adhyatma-dīpam. Adhyatma-dīpam means just like Atma, the soul, is within this body. But due to our darkness, knowledge, insufficient knowledge, we cannot understand Atma, Paramatma. We cannot understand. So in the darkness, as you require a torch light, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is just like the torch light. You can see Atma and Paramatma. Adhyatma, Deepam. Deepam means light, lamp. The white is required. Atititir satam. Just like light is required by a person who wants to go through the light, go through the darkness, but go to the light. Suppose here is light and there is tunnel, and in the tunnel you require some light to go to the other part of the light. Similarly, this world, this material world, is full of darkness. That is the difference between material world and spiritual world. Material world means darkness wherein you cannot understand what is God, what you are. That is material world. They are very busy in this material world, but they do not know where they are going. Actually, they are darkness. The material world is darkness. They are so-called scholars and teachers. They are also in the darkness, and they are leading other people in the darkness. Because it is darkness, therefore we require sunshine, moonshine, and this electricity. As soon as it is covered, the sun is covered, you can experience it is darkness. At night, it is darkness. Actually, it is darkness. But by the grace of Krishna, He has arranged the light. But there is another world where there is no need of na tatra vasate suburja na sasanka na pavaka. There is another world where there is no need of these things, lighting agent, either sunshine or moonshine. But God is so kind that in each and every universe it is full of darkness. Now you see how brilliant sun is there. This is His kindness. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti. Jatchakshuresa sabita sakalagrahana. Therefore the sun is described as the eye of all the planets. Because we have got very nice good planet, very nice city, Rome, and London or America, this or that, that's all right. But as soon as it is dark, you cannot see anything. The mercy of sunshine, Krishna's mercy is there, therefore we can see, we can enjoy it. Therefore sun is described, jatsak suresa, savita, savita means sun, is chakshu, savita is actually the eyes. Jatsak suresa, savita, sagalagrahana, without sunshine you cannot see. In any part of the universe, in any planet, actually, the sun is supposed to be the eye. There was one eye, the sun, another eye, the moon, of the Absolute, Virat Rupa. So when He sees, then you can see. Without He seeing, you cannot see. We are very much proud. Can you show me? God, what can you see, rascal? Unless God sees, you cannot see. Why you are so much proud of saying, we have not seen, we have not seen? And what you can see? They're so rascal, they have these teeny eyes, they're proud of, they can see God. They can see this thing, they can see. And first of all, understand what you can see without seeing by the God. God sees by the sun. Then you can see. Your seeing power is so dependent. And you are so much proud that you can see. Just see how much the whole world is full of rascals. Do they not say, we have not seen God? And what you can see? You cannot see even yourself, and what you will see God? You are seeing your father and mother, and when they die, you are crying, oh, my father has gone. Where he has gone? He's lying here. Why do you say my father is gone? No, he's gone. You know. What do you mean by gone? The father, you have always seen the body of the father that is lying here. Why do you say? That means you have never seen your father. You have never seen your brother. So this is our position. We cannot see. Still we are proud. Can you show me God? He does not think his incapability, that I cannot see him. Our daily necessities of life without this sunlight. Therefore, here it is said, adhyatma dīpam. It is the light. If you want to see God, then you have to see through this light. And for whom this seeing is necessary? It is not necessary for the ordinary rascals. It is necessary atititiri satāgatam undham, one who is sober to think that why we are put into the darkness. We require light. Fact that unless God gives us the light, sunlight, we are always in light. We cannot see. Tamo undham. So those who are intelligent, that why shall I remain in this darkness if there is light, just like in daytime. If there is a dark room, we are staying. And if you hear that why I shall stay in this darkness, there is light, enough sunlight outside, immediately we'll be busy. Let me go to the light. Why shall I remain in this dark room? Similarly, the sober man, intelligent man, he'll think that I am put into this material world which is full of darkness. Is there any light? Where can I go? That is intelligence. Delhi is in the northern part of the hemisphere. In 6 months, no light. So it is intelligence. That why you are discovering so many electricity light? Because we want light. So, therefore, intelligent person should be that this material world is by nature dark, whether there is another nature where there is only light. Therefore it is said, Otititir satāgatamo undham. This Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is required for such intelligent person who wants to go out of this darkness to the light. The basic information is that tamasi ma jyotirgama, don't remain in the darkness. Just go out to the light, jyotirgama. Jyoti means light. Basic injunction is that don't remain in the darkness, go to the light. So when one becomes inquisitive, how to go to the light, for him this Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Therefore it is said, the otititiri satāṁ. Titiri satāṁ means to surpass, to overcome. Otititiri, desiring to overcome. Otititiri satāṁ, tamom dham, this darkness, the position in darkness. What is the darkness? Why these people are in the darkness? Saṅśārinām, they are undergoing the punishment because they have forgotten Krishna, they have defied the supremacy of Krishna. They are put into the darkness. Just like one who defies the laws of the government, they are put into the jail, outlaws. Similarly, Krishna Bhuliyāji Bhagavāji, these rascals who have forgotten Krishna, God, to serve Him, and want to remain independent without serving, they are made servant of the prison house, Maya, just like the criminal. We don't care for government's law, we can do anything, all right, come on here, of course, slap, remain here. This is your position. Simply defying, I don't care for God. You may not care, but Maya is there. He'll give you kick and put you in there. You'll learn how to care. You'll learn how to care. This is the position. These rascals, they have become godless. and suffering day and night, three, four miseries, adhyatmik, adhidoivik, adhibhautik, still they are not coming to their senses. So blunt, so dull-headed, that we are, this is intelligence. When one comes to this understanding, that I don't want all these sufferings, why they are forced upon me, then he can become a gentleman. Just in the jail, nobody wants to, breaking?
Breaking stone.
He doesn't want, but there is jail superintendent's order, he must break so much. And there is stick, if you don't break, then. So it is going on. Maya is kicking, always. He must do it. Prakriti kriyamanani punai karmani. He wanted to eat anything and everything, all right. You take this body, of hog, and eat soon. That's all. This is Maya, Prakriti. He has given you a body. You have to suffer according to the body. Karanam gunasangasya sadasam janma junisya. Why there are different types of bodies, different types of enjoyment? Everyone is in the material world. Why one has become hog, one has become dog, and one has become very rich man and demigod? Very bad. Why? Who is making arrangement? Who wants to become cat and dog? Who does not want to become king? But why this is arrangement? Who is doing this? These rascals cannot understand. Therefore, to cover all this ignorance, they do not believe in the next one. But where from these varieties of life are coming? They have no brain. The so-called scientists, so-called all bogus theory. Prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvasam. As you desire, you'll be given the chance by prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvasam. Ahankara vimuratma karta ahamiti vandate. He is thinking that I am independent. Bhimuram, rascal. Kartam is not karta. When there is death, you do not like to die. Why there is death? Why you are forced to die? What is your scientist will say? Oh, this is natural. But you cannot fight. You do not want to die, but death is forced, and you do not, even though you do not like, you say, it is nature. You cannot explain why death is forced there. My birth is no force there. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi. You do not want to become old man. Why you are forced to become old man? You do not want to have disease. Why you are forced to accept disease? They have no sense. They are so dull-headed. They do not want any solution, but there is solution. Therefore it is called samsarinam. They are dull-headed, rascals. They are undergoing the nature's process from one life to another, all miserable condition. To get out of this miserable condition, Sukadev says, here he says, Kurunaya aha. Kurunaya means out of compassion. People are suffering. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava takes so much trouble to speak to the rascals and dulls about God consciousness. Why? Out of compassion. They are very compassionate. So many people are suffering for want of knowledge. Let me try to give them some knowledge. This is Vaishnava's qualification. He is very kind. Titiksava karunika. Titiksava karunika. It's like Lord Jesus Christ. He was being crucified. Still he was saying, my father, they do not know what they are doing. Is it not? It's so much compassionate that these rascals do not know what they are doing, rascals. Still, I request you to forgive them. This is Vaishnava. Personally, he is suffering, but he is still compassionate. There was an article recently that Jesus Christ, although he was crucified, he did not die. Yes. He went to Kashmir. Some historical references are there. So, actually, when he was representative of God, son of God, how this rascal could kill him? It was a soul. Anyway, so the devotees, they are so compassionate, the titiksava, they suffer all kinds of odds in this material world. Still, they try to give the information, there is God, there is kingdom of God, you are suffering here, please do this so that you can again come back to home. But no, this is the question. Karunaya, out of compassion. Karunaya ha purana guhyam. Purana, there are 18 types of puranas. Out of that, Bhagavata is also purana. This purana is very confidential. This is not ordinary. It is called spotless. Spotless Purana. Because in this Purana, in this history, or in this supplementary of Vedic knowledge, there is only a description of devotional service. Dharma Projita, this dharma, this kind, religious, the Bhagavat religion, is so perfect that all kinds of cheating types of religion is kicked out from Dharma Projita Koyfuma. They are not accepted. They are all cheating types of religion. There are so many religious, there is not perfect knowledge. If they disobey, they cannot without disobeying. Because it cannot train people to the perfection. They remain defective always. Big priests, big cardinals, they are what they are doing. They simply disobey. Christ says, thou shalt not kill, says, simply eating meat, that's all. No intoxicants, they are taking. We cannot be trained up. Even those so-called priests, they are not trained up. They cannot take it up. Therefore, Bhagavad principle is so nice that little training, sarpamapiyasya dharmasya trayatim hatuva, little training, even the most fallen can be elevated to the highest position. This is Bhagavata, perfect, purana guhyam. So, who did it? Sukadeva Goswami, he first of all explained Srimad Bhagavatam before Parikshit Maharaj. That is the beginning of Bhagavata teaching. Therefore, he learnt it from his father, and Sravanam, then Kirtanam. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikhit Abhavad Vayasake Kirtanam. This is also Kirtan. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikhit. Parikhit Maharaj simply heard. And Abhavad Vayasake Kirtanam. This is Kirtan. Recitation of Bhagavad by the devotee is also Kirtan. Kirtan does not mean that, as we generally do, no, this Bhagavad recitation is also Kirtan. So, it is said, Abhavad Vayasaki Kirtane. Vayasaki. Vayasaki means Sanam, Vyasasunam, as it is said. Tama Vyasasunam. Vyasasunam means Kundal Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva. Upajani, let me offer my respectful obeisance. Guru Munila. He is Guru, not only my Guru, but he is Guru of big thoughtful man, Munila. Muni means thoughtful, philosopher. Guru Munila. In this prayer, Srila Śrīla Goswāmī practically summarizes the complete introduction of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is the essence of Vedic literature. That is explained here. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is the natural supplementary commentary on the Vedānta Sūtra. As I told you, that Vyāsadeva compiled, he divided. There was originally one Veda, Atharva Veda. Then he just divided for different parts of understanding. Samved, Atharva Ved, Yajurved, Rigved. Then he explained the Vedas in the Puranas. Then again he summarized in the Vedanta Sutra. Whole Vedanta knowledge was codified. Codes. Janmadasya jataha, adhata brahmajikyasa, anandamaya vyasa. There are so many codes. So, again these codes were explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the business. Vedanta Sutra or the Brahma Sutra were compiled by Vyasadeva with a view to presenting just the cream of Vedic knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the cream. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a thoroughly realized master of Vedanta Sutra, and consequently he also personally realized the commentary. Srimad Bhagavatam. And just to show his boundless mercy, Karunaya, boundless mercy upon bewildered materialistic man who want to cross completely over the Nisaya, he recited for the first time this confidential knowledge. So it is meant for not ordinary men. It is very difficult because they are not fit to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. It is specially meant for persons who are eager to go out of this darkness, especially. Not ordinary person. But still, everyone is in darkness. We are trying. This Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt.